Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. For today, November 23rd, we got a couple things to talk about here. Couple things. What's the first one? Let's start with Bishop. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce, that is. Everybody's favorite time of year. Christmas. And you know who runs Christmas? Tawny Thompson. Yep. And April Leeson at the Bishop Chamber of Commerce. Every cool thing that goes on in Bishop, for the most part, the chamber puts on. Let me show you what they got going this year. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce is busy planning several fun and festive Christmas events, and they like to remind local businesses that now is the time to sign up to participate. The parade is set for Saturday, December 4th, beginning at 4:30 p.m., and this year's theme is White Christmas. Let's hope for a white Christmas. Immediately following the parade, there will be a tree lighting ceremony in front of the Bishop City Park. The parade entry forms are now available and due by November 26th. You can go to the bishopchamberofcommerce.com for that. On Saturday, December 11th, Railroad Express will return to Laws Museum. From 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., families will enjoy holiday crafts and activities, train rides, Smokey Bear, Santa Claus, wagon rides, and refreshments. Tickets are $15 for those over 12 years old and $10 for ages 3 through 12. And of course, free for kids under 3. The Chamber is also organizing the ever-popular Shop Local Holiday Raffle. Participating merchants will have raffle boxes and entry forms. Shoppers can enter once at each location, 12/3 through 12/17. The winners will be announced on Monday, December 20th. The prizes will include gift certificates from participating merchants and grand prize of $500 local shopping spree. This raffle replaces the map stamping raffle that was done in previous years and is open to any business in the Bishop area. We want to encourage people to shop in all of our local stores this holiday season, and we hope this raffle program will be a great incentive, explains April Leeson, Chamber Event Coordinator. For more information, stop by the Bishop Chamber at 690 North Main Street or call 760-873-8405. Little LADWP news here. The LADWP and the County of Inyo have released the Lower Owens River Project 2021 Draft Annual Report. The draft report is available at ladwp.com/LORP. The report represents the completion of the 15th year of monitoring for the project. A virtual public meeting will be held to discuss the draft report on Tuesday, December 7th at 3 p.m. via WebEx. Attendees may access the meeting by clicking the following link, which is listed at easternsierranow.com. This meeting is to provide the public and MOU parties the opportunity to offer comments on the draft report and any other LORP-related issues. I just like to say LORP, L-O-R-P, Lower Owens River Project. They would like to discuss with staff from LADWIP, had to do it, LADWP, and the County of Inyo. Written comments related to the Lower Owens River Project 2021 Draft Annual Report may be sent to Mr. Adam Perez, Aqueduct Manager at the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, 300 Mandit Street, Bishop, California, 93514, and or to Dr. Aaron Steinwand, Director at Inyo County Water Department, 135 South Street, P.O. Box 337 in Independence, California, and that's 93526, by Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. Did you hear about the tobacco grant Mammoth Lakes Police Department got? I'm going to tell you about it right now. November 23rd, Mammoth Lakes Police Department is pleased to announce that our agency was selected to receive $344,273 in state funding from the California Department of Justice Tobacco Grant Program. This competitive grant is authorized under the California Research and Prevention Tobacco Act of 2016, Proposition 56, and provides program funding to the department for the next 3 years. The California Department of Justice received applications totaling over $71 million to support local law enforcement agencies in educating minors about the harms of tobacco products, enforcing state and local tobacco laws, and conducting retailer enforcement. This funding will be used to continue employment of a full-time school resource officer to reduce illegal tobacco sales to minors through retail enforcement, to provide education about the dangers of tobacco use, to develop a diversion intervention program for youth caught with tobacco products, to develop protocols for tobacco waste on campuses, to educate the community about new and emerging tobacco products, to participate in California tobacco control training, and to participate with Mono County Public Health in researching options for a local tobacco retail license. The MLPD received the tobacco grant in 2018 through 2020, and it accomplished organizing a Proposition 56 community work group, 4 well-attended parent and student education nights, 40 educational visits with retailers, 50 compliance checks of signage with only one violation, conducting weekly tobacco enforcement at school sites, 50 violations, installing 2 vape detectors at the school, recovered 200 vape pens. My God. 2 undercover enforcement operations at 10 retail stores, 3 cited for selling to underage youth. Naughty, naughty. Purchasing and installing 100 anti-tobacco metal signs at parks, recreation sites, and schools. Provided testimony on sale of flavored tobacco products, resulting in a policy to ban sale of all flavored tobacco products. The California Tobacco Public Health Assessment Tool finds that 17.9% of the adult population in the town of Mammoth Lakes uses tobacco products, well beyond the state rate of 10.1%. Without significant intervention from all sectors of the community, the town youth are poised to continue, if not exceed that rate, as the California Healthy Kids survey reports that current e-cigarette use among 11th grade students in Mammoth Lakes has more than doubled in the past 6 years, from 14% in 2016 to 34% in 2018. The same survey finds that 34% of 9th grade students and 44% of 11th graders report that conventional cigarettes are fairly easy or very easy to obtain, and 61% of 9th grade and 68% of 11th grade students report that e-cigarettes are fairly easy or very easy to obtain. The last round of retail enforcement operations found a 30% sales rate to youth. 3 of 11 stores sold to youth decoys in the Mammoth area. Mammoth Lakes Police Department is committed to lowering the rate of youth tobacco usage with this funding opportunity. Mammoth Lakes Police Department would like to thank the Mono County Public Health Department and the California Health Collaborative for their assistance in authoring the successful grant application. The department looks forward to a continued partnership with these agencies. And for more from the Mammoth Lakes Police Department, please go to easternseernow.com and follow the link. You know, before we get into some more news, I want to talk about a new podcast that's coming from Eastern Sierra Now. It is out now, and it is called Eastern Sierra Now's Extra Butter. And it is a movie review podcast talking about local movies that are showing in the local theaters. It's a little bit different than most podcasts that just talk about movies and how they like them or they don't like them. What we do here is invite different guests, talk about the pre-movie. And what I mean by that is before we go see the movie, we discuss what we think is going to happen, what we know is going to happen, what we hope is going to happen, all of those things. Then watch the movie, come back and talk about, were we right? Were we wrong? Was it good? Was it bad? Should you go see it? Don't worry. We start off with no spoilers and then give you a chance to tune out so we can talk about spoilers of the movie. This week, we talked about Ghostbusters Afterlife. So head over to easternsierranow.com. Under the entertainment section, you can find ESN Now Extra Butter. It's also listed on YouTube, our Spotify account, basically everywhere that you get your Eastern Sierra Now. Well, we got an obituary here, and this one hits a little close to home. Linda Snodderly Sharkey died last week, November 14th, and Linda was my stepmother. And while we weren't close, we definitely went through a lot together in our lives, and she will be missed not only by me, but by everybody, including all of my sisters and nieces and nephews. So without further ado, I'll read her obituary here. Linda Sue Perkins Snodderly Sharkey, 72, of Bishop, died on November 14th, 2021, at Bakersfield Heart Hospital in Bakersfield, California, after a short battle with cancer and accompanying complications. Linda was born in Whittier, California on January 7th, 1949 to Gerald and Mary Grant Perkins. She moved to Bishop in 1977, and for many years she owned and operated Line Street Beauty Salon in Bishop. She enjoyed reading, traveling, camping, and archery. Linda is survived by her husband, Lawrence Sharkey, her daughters and son-in-law, Chandra and Jerry Jerebeck of San Diego, Shelley Snodderly and Shane Tillemans of Big Pine, Jamie and Thomas Westervelt of Bishop, and her bonus daughter and son-in-law, Kelly and Tim Tingsdahl. Also surviving are 8 grandchildren, Chastity, Alyssa, Dakota, Jared, Dominic, Kaylin, McKenna, and Riley. Brother Thomas Pierce and his wife, Debbie. Sister, Mary Brock. Numerous nieces and nephews, and 4 great-grandchildren. She also leaves behind many other family members and friends. She was preceded in death by her parents, brother Gary Perkins, and her daughter Candace Snodderly. Memorial services will be held at the Big Pine Town Hall on December 4th, 2021 at 2 p.m. The internment will be private. Quick little community support story here. You want to join supporting a good cause? The Akamaya Cultural Group Margaret L. Romero Cultural Studio needs a dance floor, and your contribution will make an impact. Whether you donate $5 or $500, every little bit helps. Thank you for your support. And just to remind you, the organizer of this account, Sage Romero, who has built this dance hall on his property in Big Pine, leads Indian drumming classes, singing classes, dance classes, all for the kids to learn a bit of the native culture. And it is absolutely worth our time and effort to help. Sage chose a Facebook donation platform that allows 100% of the donation to go directly to the nonprofit. So you don't need to worry about giving some of your money to Facebook or whomever, whomever the profit goes through. So anyway, if you'd like to see the link to that, head over to easternsierranow.com. And give them a little bit of money. It's a really good looking building, and it will do so much good for the culture. And last but not least, we have our favorite Instagram friend and friend of the site, Emily Bryant from Mammoth Lakes Tourism, giving us Mammoth Lakes Tourism's 5 and 5.
Welcome to Mammoth Lakes Tourism's 5 and 5, a weekly report on 5 things your tourism department has worked on for the community. 1. Winter air service to our region kicks off next week with the first flights from Advanced Airlines set to arrive at the Mammoth Yosemite Airport on Wednesday, November 24th. United flights to the Eastern Sierra Regional Airport in Bishop land a few weeks later on December 19th. Terminal construction is underway in Bishop, and there will be an event celebrating the first day of flights there on December 19th around 2 o'clock. More details to come. 2. The final chapter in the series with Peloton Magazine was published last week and focused on high-altitude training in Mammoth Lakes. Overall, the 4-chapter series received 758,000 impressions across Peloton's social media channels and website. 3. Gomez's in Mammoth Lakes was recently featured in NI Travel News, based on a pitch from MLT's agency in the UK. The story was titled, Experience the World Through Taste. NI Travel News has a circulation of more than 200,000, and the article has an ad value of $1,000. 4. Save the date for the next virtual community coffee. With the holiday season in full swing, the final event of the year will take place on Thursday, December 9th. More details to come, but plan to tune in for holiday giveaways and festivities. 5. Did you know you can save on flights from Mammoth Yosemite or Bishop airports with special discounts available only to locals? Save 10% on United flights from the Bishop Airport and up to 40% on Advanced Airlift flights from Mammoth Yosemite Airport. These offers are available to any full-time resident of the Eastern Sierra from Bridgeport to Ridgecrest. To learn more about the flight discounts for locals, go to visitmammoth.com/flylocal. For more information or to subscribe to the 5 and 5, please email Laura Kaler at lkaylor@visitmammoth.com.
Thanks for that, Emily. Looking forward to the next one. Well, that'll do it for Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. Today was November 23rd. Tomorrow's going to be November 24th, I hope. Remember, head over and watch Extra Butter on YouTube. And when you're there, give us a like and a subscribe. Maybe even hit the little bell if you like what you see. It would really mean the world to us. It's one click for you, but about 900 and something more of those clicks And it could wind up being monetary value to help support Eastern Sierra now. So every single click counts. Thank you so much. Have a good day.